The Guardian.
So average Grant has done what the special one could not. He has taken Chelsea into Champions League final for the first time in their history. They did so by beating Liverpool 3-2 after extra time at Stamford Bridge and therefore winning the tie 4-3. Of course, it was a close contest, as that score suggests. Decided really by a penalty with which Frank Lampard put Chelsea ahead 2-1 in extra time. It was a very emotional occasion. His mother had died last week. This is his first game back after that. And he played really well when you think he could so easily have been distracted. That was the personal story of the night. Beyond that, of course, there is money and fame. Chelsea, owned by the Russian Roman Abramovich, now meet Manchester United in Moscow on the 21st of May to decide the destination of the trophy. It is exactly what Abramovich has dreamed of, Chelsea on the world stage, and better still, being seen to thrive in front of his own people. Grant has also a benefit in this because the many doubts about his status have been at least put into storage for the time being. How can anyone quibble when he has got Chelsea this far and has them still in contention for the Premier League? Probably the real asset for Grant last night was Didier Drogba, who scored twice. Drogba had been criticised by the Liverpool manager beforehand, Rafael Benitez, for being too prone to falling over at the slightest touch. Well, that was a very foolish thing for Mr. Benitez to say, because Drogba stayed on his feet last night and trampled all over Liverpool. Liverpool have been highly effective in this tournament in recent years, but last night was a game too far for them. For Chelsea, they will believe the best is still to come.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.